Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
The following program is presented by the Nerdy Show Podcast Network, geeky programming for all nerds across the multiverse. All Nerdy Show programming is made possible by A Comic Shop, Orlando's number one comic shop and nerd destination, and with the generous support of listeners like you. For more Nerdy Show podcasts, community forums, and to learn how you can support this and other fine Nerdy Show programming, visit nerdyshow.com.
Welcome to the Nerd. The Nerd Room. It's time for the Nerd Room with Dr. Fur.
Hey, nerd music fans, I'm Dr. Vern of SciFried and Nerdy FM, and you are listening to episode 3 of my music podcast, The Nerd Groove. Created to expose and define the nerd music genre to the world, it is and shall continue to be my contention that the more this genre is exposed to mainstream audiences, the larger its fan appeal will be. Sometimes I'm chastised for that point of view. I have been told by fans and artists that I overestimate the potential ceiling for this genre. Artists do this for the love alone, and they can never hope to make a living doing this. People have said that to my face. Well, you know, sometimes I love this job because I bring you concrete and current proof submitted for evidence. Weird Al Yankovic launches his new album, Mandatory Fun, and it debuts at number one on the Billboard charts. It doesn't get any more mainstream than the Billboard charts, folks, and debuting in that spot means that millions of people worldwide put you there before your product hit the streets. This is proof that there are insane numbers of people out there that like it nerdy. Wait till they hear some of what I have for you on this episode. We will continue to hear some genre-defining visits to nerd music's past, and you're going to be treated to some very hot and very new tracks. Remember, if you like the show, please tell someone else. The artists I'm presenting to you really appreciate support as well. Be sure to visit them online and get some music or swag. Now, that said, let's get our groove on. First, I'd like to apologize for not having an interview again for you on this episode. My schedule's pretty tight right now, but I promise, after Orlando Nerd Fest, we'll hear from artists regularly. For our first track, I wanted to get your blood pumping a bit. Great music with a dance beat can take you far in the music scene. Many artists have made quite a career for themselves by just tapping into the rhythm that makes people shake their butts. When you can add lyrics that make you Google them for meaning and a strong hand toward proper use of speech, well, you have MC Frontalot, the father of nerdcore, and he has a way with words indeed. Here's one of my favorites from MC Frontalot, Tongue Clucking Grammarian. Let's groove!
Young people today can probably benefit from my 12 years in college, so here's some advice. If you're a young person who writes poetry, throw it all away right now.
Go! Tut-tut, tongue-clucking grammarian, yo. Tut-tut, check your punctuation. Tut-tut, tongue-clucking grammarian, yo. Tut-tut, tut-tut, yo.
Anybody wonder what you're up against? You get but that, then it's your best defense. You just relent, you're too bright not to do it. I go on that head on a monopoly game. Topic up, front a lot's tongue. I should mention that it's not to, but it comes undone. And as it unravels, the cluck emits the discipline in your ear, stuck in your head like a hit goes. Tut, 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 tut. Listening to hit records add to your sad state. You gotta take talk serious, they put it to patent, it'll seep in. That's my supposition, and I suppose in subjunction, if it did, I'd listen to what you said next. For once, it's imperative, take off the hat, the dunce needs it back. And front's on track to get brains seek now to retrain the nerdcore refrain. Goes tut tut, tongue clucking grammarian, yo. Tut tut, check your punctuation. Tut tut, tongue clucking grammarian, yo. Tut tut, tut tut. Tut tut, tongue clucking grammarian, yo. Tut tut, check your punctuation. Tut tut, tongue clucking grammarian, yo. Tut tut, tut tut. Agree with their subjects, relative plurality, and I cannot believe grad school let you go in. Looking is the only present participle that you know. Setting my flow by the modal auxiliary, yo. I should shout and ought to aim the artillery. So hot overhead struggle to rise when they issue the syllable that I emphasize. Go tight. Tuts at inelegant couplets. You wanna talk at me? You need more than luck, wits, and charm. When the tongue comes clucking, every line you lay down, every error you tuck in, it's true. I've been guilty on more than a song. I don't preach, I practice, and that's lifelong. If it's mine, I'm gone. Get reverse engineer it. But when y'all fucking up, me and I get to hear it. Tut tut, tongue clucking grammarian, yo. Tut tut, check your punctuation. Tut tut, tongue clucking grammarian, yo. Tut tut, tut tut. Tongue clucking grammarian, yo. Tut tut, check your punctuation. Tut tut, tongue clucking grammarian, yo. Tut tut, tut tut.
Now that's how you start a show. You know, I may have heard that Front has a new album on the horizon. We'll all be watching out for that. You know, I play that song in clubs everywhere. It's always a hit, regardless of the venue. People just respond to the quality of the music, and through that, they kind of grow to understand nerd culture. Internationally speaking, nerds are doing just fine. Being different and letting your geek flag fly has countries all over the globe jumping in. The steampunk community accounts for roughly one-third of cosplayers worldwide and allows participants to create every facet of their costumes and associated identities, a truly personal expression. Our next song is from a British act that has forged a home in the steampunk community and also managed to redefine the hip-hop genre as well. Here's a brand new track from Professor Elemental called All In Together, about the bonds that we all share.
Don't be sad. Don't be nervous either. There's no need. We love you just the way you are. Come on in, join the rest of us. We're all in here. Oh, it's going to be a lovely night. Not the tallest or the strongest or the fastest or the cleverest. Legends last long but not forever, so remember this. We're all together, so don't be frightened. He who knows least is most enlightened. It might be that ignorance is bliss. It's inherently ridiculous we even exist. So why be inconspicuous? A reasonable risk just to give it all in. It's as easy as this. Isn't that all better? Better than a call center till it's all pallbearers? We're all aware of all of life's pleasures and how little time's left. Let's all hoard treasure. Set sail, all crew, all weathers. Odd individuals look awesome together. Everybody gather together, we're gonna have a group shot. Oh yes. Celebrate your oddities, your worth, your sexuality. Celebrate your urges, celebrate humanity. Celebrate your fetishes, my message is clear. There's no such thing as normal, everybody's weird. Celebrate your oddities, your art, your own insanity. Celebrate your birth, celebrate humanity. Celebrate your everything, and let me be clear, there's no such thing as normal, everybody's weird. Don't be beaten by the bullies, or the bigots, or the bosses, or the system, or the sods in all their boxes and in offices. Don't let the silly sausages say your mission is preposterous. Just accomplish it, and if they demolish it, repolish it. Climb on top, life is yours to conquer. Plant your flag, roar like a monster. Hooray for small joy, rise and shine. Make time for relying, make time for wine. Make time time for fine nights, it's our ship to charter. Nobody's on their deathbed wishing they worked harder. More wagging, less barking, all in the spotlight, none in the margins. More unicorns and a lot less trolls. We'll never rest and we'll never get old. We'll never get gold, but the air's so fresh. Just be you, I'm incredibly impressed. Celebrate your oddities, your worth, your sexuality. Celebrate your urges, celebrate humanity. Celebrate your fetishes, my message is clear. There's no such thing as normal, everybody's weird. Celebrate your oddities, your art, your own insanity. Celebrate your birth, celebrate humanity. Celebrate your everything, and let me be clear. There's no such thing as normal, everybody's weird. Oh yes, you see? There! Feel better, everybody's weird. Everybody has their strange side. Deep inside, none of us really grew up. There's no such thing as a grown-up. It's all imaginary. So with that in mind, you take my hand, let's go off together. Oh yes. Or the bosses, or the system, or the sods in all their boxes and in offices. Don't let the silly sausages say your mission is preposterous. Accomplish it, and if they demolish it, repolish it.
Great track from The Professor. I love the messages inside that one. It kind of touches on a lot of things that bind the nerd music community. And speaking of things that bind us, Star Trek is one of those tenets. Everyone knows Trek and readily associates it with nerds. Even if you are a nerd that doesn't like Trek, you know a fanatic. There's one talking to you right now. I am, at my nerdiest core, a Trekkie. I love Star Trek and its vision of our future. Especially one standout episode from the original series that I believe is still one of the best pieces of science fiction ever made. The City on the Edge of Forever. That episode thrilled me and haunted me. Now, over 30 years later, I sat down with this masterpiece and saw it through different eyes. I promised you a premiere last episode. And as my band Cyphrite is just about to release our fifth album, Season 5, I thought I'd let you hear first. Here is the song that I wrote with incredible music from my bandmates about what that classic Star Trek episode made me feel when I put myself in the shoes of Captain James T. Kirk. Here's Left Behind by Cyphrite.
Same time, but to restore, I have to find the one I'm looking for. You and I have perfect chemistry. How naturally I fell into your arms. We gaze the stars, you see humanity, and what will be in. I just love you even more. I don't know how to say. You came in, took the biggest part of me. My heart lies bleeding by your side. Just need you. Seems to me I'd have to let you. She's right on this, but at the wrong time. I never knew how love was supposed to be. Ironically, because now I'll never forget. Star-crossed lovers never meant to meet, technically, but you're here in my arms.
very proud of that song, and I really hope you enjoyed it. Our Season 5 album will be available everywhere in early August, and if you're coming to Orlando Nerdfest, we're releasing it there. So let's go from a couple of very new songs to a trip into the past. Let's set our sights on 2002. Broadband was changing our whole lives, but music was in a funk. So many labels collapsing and nobody was paying for anything. So how unlikely indeed that in one of America's greatest artistic cities, Seattle, a new sound was stirring in the hip-hop scene. One that added nerdy lyrics, funky music, and a fresh take on hip-hop. Before MC Frontalot coined the phrase, nerdcore was rising in Seattle. At the forefront of this transformation was Optimus Rhyme, dropping the funk-infused beats that ska fans could love and mixing smart lyrics with deaf rap skill. Here's one of the early jams, Dermatofibrosarcoma Protuberance from Optimus Rhyme.
Megatron must be stopped, no matter the cost.
All I got is my tongue and it's how I get into lungs. Skeletal system, buzz muscle tissue, and I'm done. I'm through, I'm finished feeding frivolous thoughts to my overtaxed central nervous system stretched part. Tighter than a tiger's tooth, talked into a pale face. Hunter from a foreign land, strapping just case after case of ammunition and litigation. No research, search again, but friend, I just can't be hurt. You can wreck my spirit and kill my soul, but then I'll check my spirit and spill my soul. And when I pick it up, you better go, go, go. Cause you never know when you're gonna come in contact with a rapper who can't afford to keep the crapper stocked with white pepper. Ain't talking about that yellow pepper, red pepper, green pepper, all the same paper. People, put your fucking brain in the mix. Just asking for about 5 minutes to hit you with the beatbox shit. But I'm only flesh and blood and bones and balls and skin and hair and white cell waterfalls. Gadgets and invaders and nuisance. Dermatode, my bros, I'll come up with tuberous. Man, fuck it. I'm paying this dude to cut it. And I hope he cuts deep, cause I got fat scars to reach. Just a needle in the back. It's back to business, 9 to 5, sir. To sacrifice, witness this, witness that, an MC who's not afraid to spit back. Witness this, witness that, an MC who lays it down, man, just like that. Witness this, witness that, an MC who's not afraid to spit back. Witness this, witness that, an MC who lays it down, man, just like that. Like that, like that, like that, like that, like that. Well, I've been waiting a long time just to get this off my mind. Rhyme stuck in my throat like poor number 7-9. Find numerous ways to intertwine and bind my body with the best lines. Cut from the script of good times. Take it as a sign like the artist times change. Now the softest embassy's hardest on me. The AHP, be down regardless. Fly with the appeal, deal flows, that be flawless. Say that bitch after you blow, then you switch. Confessions, we in your confession with your priest like shit. I just can't compete with this, so we even see this. Try to beat this. Well, stop trying. 20 Hail Marys. In a splash of holy water, won't save you from the East Lake stalking fire staller. It's hard to admit the way I blow this by the shit. Lodges and you try to grab it, but it dodges you. You rather spill your blows with hodgepodge, spice it up with sewage. Rhymes so old you need embalming fluids. Who is the do 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 this? The do do deliver dialed and diatribe. Fucking mile high piles of MCs committing suicides. A bunch of illiterate, illegitimate, significantly inferior when they feel fools. Who just fail to, fail to, fail to, man, they fail to witness this. Witness that, an MC who's not afraid to spit back. Witness this, witness that, an MC who lays it down, man, just like that. Witness this, witness that, an MC who's not afraid to spit back. Witness this, witness that, an MC who lays it down, man, just like that. Like that, like that, MC who lays it down, man, just like that.
Man, that's still so fresh, it must have been vacuum sealed. This era for Seattle's musical history might not yet be celebrated in the city's EMP Museum, but I suspect it will one day. The influence is still being felt today, and the city is home to a thriving nerd music scene, including this next artist who hails from Gig Harbor, Washington. Many of the genre's artists are inspired to begin writing about properties in nerd culture that we gravitate towards. Maybe it's a game or a comic, maybe a TV show or a movie, but something sparks. As artists become more experienced, their writing reflects their own ideas more and more. A wonderful songwriter can take the right idea and make it magic. Such is the case with this song. I'll Still Be a Geek After Nobody Thinks It's Chic by Marion Call.
All the cool kids keep enthusiasm rationed, right down to the last explosive ounce. But I'd rather indulge my many passions, even if my squaritude's a little too pronounced. Perhaps I do not strike you as a geek without the horn-rimmed glasses and knee-high Argyle socks. But nerdery is more than wardrobe deep, and I'm a nerd down in my heart, and that's where nerdhood rocks. I'm better acquainted than a good girl ought to be with Aragorn and Yosef Bridge and Worf and Hal and Han. But you don't really know me, and my culture don't control me, so don't you pigeonhole me, cause my phaser's set to stun. I have been a nerd since long before I could have heard that bookish girls should look and act a certain way. And I'll still be a geek when I am utterly antique, because I do not care what normal people say. My superpower's draining fun from parties, but if I am a misfit, then I'm in good company with Auden, Austin, Hawking, Galileo, and Van Gogh, and countless other weirdos whom you really ought to know. So stow your expectations, no, I won't fix your PC, and I don't mind being underrated or ignored. The world is much too interesting to entertain ennui, and I won't ever play it cool, so I won't ever once be bored. Oh, I have been a nerd since long before anyone heard that fair and scrawny was the latest fashion trend. And I'll still be a geek after nobody thinks it's chic, because I don't require approval in the end. In '04, Dequan's dance groove swept the country, and suddenly old moon boots were Italian haute couture. Time magazine reported that our time had finally come. I guess they didn't know that we already ran the world. Oh, I have been a nerd since my first five syllables. Since long before anyone heard that fair and scrawny was the latest fashion trend. And I still be a geek after nobody thinks it's chic, because I don't require approval in the end. I have been a nerd since long before anyone heard that fair and scrawny was the latest fashion trend.
That's a great song and a fitting tribute to us long-standing nerd types. But before we get too far along, I feel obliged to remind you that many of the artists you hear here on the Nerd Groove are independents and need your support to survive. Help out your favorites. All right, let's get a palate cleanse. And if you've heard previous episodes, you know I like a great chip track to kick me in the ass. I turn your attention to Inverse Phase, a chiptune master of the highest order. In 2012, via Kickstarter, fans supported the release of Pretty Hate Machine, an all-chip salute to Nine Inch Nails' Pretty Hate Machine album from 1989. The album features 10 songs from that classic, and the whole thing is just amazing. Here's a track from that release, Head Like I.O. by Inverse Phase. We'll be right back. That's some damn fine chip work there. Quick shout to Inverse Phase, because I'm also featuring some of his other works as background tracks on this episode. Check him out. He's pretty awesome. We've hit the first save point in the podcast. How awesome would that be in life? Everything I've done so far is safe and secure from this point forward. That's a deep concept, and one that is explored in the next song that I have for you. It's from an artist that knows an awful lot about having fun, being energetic, and looking at life in a positive way. The songs of my parents' favorite music are all of these things, and also occasionally give you a very human outlook within the revelry. Here's a hot new track, and it's called Save Point by My Parents' Favorite Music.
One thing I never gave myself was an intermission, a break. I was too caught up with the thought of never living down my next mistake. I was always telling myself, heaven or hell, let's rock, but afraid to follow through. They beat me to the draw. If I pause, couldn't get past level two. So I watched others go right by me, and I said, why me? Melodramatic cliche, stuck on replay. Instead of lack of progress, just stop the process. Everybody needs just one of these, so let's pause. Take a break, create a save. What you do from here is okay. Die infinite times with no regrets. Take a break, enter your name. Make it stupid and play the game. Don't care, don't think, don't fear, just hit reset.
Because the service of the ride, I provide the means. The infinite amount of time with the hyper beat. You say it's got low health, we'll say it'll be.
Well, so is blood.
We'll say it'll be.
Well, so is blood.
We'll say it'll be.
Well, so is blood.
We'll say it'll be.
We'll say it'll be.
We'll say it'll be.
We'll say it'll be. 99 problems, all dimensions. Ran out of leashes, don't have the patience. Left my keys and I got locked out, so I built another house. I don't even use words like is, or do I believe in the word fact? The road less traveled became the highway, but my way's ripping the map in half. So try out life in 3D, turn off the TV. Richter scale that Etch-a-Sketch, turn and start fresh. Live like nobody's watching, be your own prom queen. Everybody needs just one of these, so let's pause.
Create a save. What you do from here is okay. Die infinite times with no regrets. Take a break, enter your name. Make it stupid and play the game. Don't care, don't think, don't fear, just hit reset. Because the service I provide, I provide the means. The infinite amount of time with the hyper beat. You say it got low health, we'll say it'll be.
Well, so is life.
We'll say it'll be.
Well, so is life.
We'll say it'll be.
Well, so is life.
We'll say it'll be.
We'll say it'll be.
We'll say it'll be.
We'll say it'll be. Not perfect, not close at all. Got to the point to admitting fault. What you saw as self-involved was a terrified child putting up a wall. A coward, I counteracted. Not a day goes by where I wish I hadn't. Hindsight's 2020, and I would change nothing. Cause this is the place that I want to be, no matter how bad that it might seem. Take our mistake, throw them at the stars, so they're not too bright, but they're still ours. Sit down, tell a story. Stand up, let's go exploring. When I get life out of the way, I've got it all. Friends, time, and a sense of awe.
Take a break, create a scene. What you do from here is okay. Die infinite times with no regrets.
Just take a break.
Take a break, enter your name. Make it stupid and play the game. Don't care, don't think, don't fear, just hit reset.
Take a break, create a
scene.
One thing I never
That is so very well written. Great job, Steffo. I really love catching my parents' favorite music live. Watching Steph is a bit like what Marvel's Speedball would be like on stage. All kinetic energy all the time. So let's talk about nerds and their penchant for writing about their favorite properties. If you create a new piece of music for a dead franchise, it can fall unnoticed. Except when a property is big enough that reboots and sequels reinvigorate it back to life. Planet of the Apes is one such property. The franchise ran full steam ahead through the 60s and 70s, disappeared for a while, then had a relatively unsuccessful reboot I like to call Marky Mark and the Monkey Bunch, and all appeared done until a brilliant prequel trilogy began, and now into its second film, the franchise is alive and well. So where's the music? I'm glad you asked. I featured this next artist on a previous episode that showed their pop side. Now, check out the punk side of H2 Awesome and the complete and unabridged Planet of the Apes.
Charlton Heston, magnificent in youth, climbs aboard a starship to seek out the cosmic truth. Awakening in space, he's the last of the human race. Come with me now to the planet of the apes. Charlton Heston, cynic amongst his crewmen, became an astronaut to get away from humans. And so it came to be the dreaded irony. He gets his wish on the planet of the apes. 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 Come with me, I'll take you to the land of apes. Climb aboard a starship, I'll take you to the land of the planet of the apes. The planet of the apes. The planet of the apes.
Dig that one. It is my kind of groove. And that always puts me in the mood for nostalgia. So let's get on back to 1997, the world before broadband, before Napster, the golden age of the convention scene. From the depths of the Weird Al family tree came an artist that brought music to the nerds in their lairs. The Fan Convention. Performing music at conventions is a regular occurrence in 2014, but in 1997, it was unheard of. It barely existed. The great Luke Ski began in 1996, doing parodies, following in the musical footsteps of Weird Al. But with the music industry of the day scrambling and ultimately failing to save the old guard of the music business, alas, fringe artists had no shot. With internet music sourcing still a few years from being truly effective, what's an enterprising young artist to do? Write a lot of songs, pack up, and go to every gathering of nerds to be found, and sell your music yourself, is exactly what the great Luke Ski did. A lot of doors that later opened for nerd music artists in the convention scene were left open by artists like him, who got his foot in the door. If a Lifetime Achievement Award were mine to give, I would gladly hand it to Luke. From his 1997 album titled Shadows of the Bunghole, here's a great parody called 88 Lines About 44 Simpsons by the great Luke Ski.
Now listen up, you keep watching cartoon junkies.
Lisa is a clever girl. She's got heart and lots of brains.
Bart is a troublemaker, giving teachers headache pains.
Marge is the perfect mother, making kids a yummy sandwich.
Homer is a model father, but he has no brain to damage.
Is a twin sister to walking carcinogens.
Grandpa is cantankerous. His complaints are getting bigger.
Maggie is the silent type. She's the one who pulled the trigger.
Smithers is his right-hand man, his lifestyle's alternative.
Flanders is the next-door neighbor, Oakley-Oakley-Do.
Moe runs the local tavern, he'll pour you another brew.
Barney was a belching loser, filling up on different beer.
Milhouse looks just like that kid who used to be on Wonder Years.
Martin is the prissy type, no one loves him but his ma.
Nilsson is the local bully, he's the one that says...
Education is a farce.
Willie is the Scottish groundsman. He'll tell you to
move your arse.
Seymour Skinner loves his mother. Perfect Norman Bates Hotel.
Reverend Lovejoy is the preacher. He says we'll all burn in hell.
Chief Wiggum and his squad make Barney fight with Leg McBain.
Marvin Monroe cured neurosis with electrodes to the brain.
Otto is the school bus driver. No one knows just what he's on.
Quiggy Marks run by a poo. Nahasa Pima Petalon.
Thank you, come again.
Me and Quibi, politician, all your votes will extort.
Lionel Hutt's a bad attorney, he'll get you contempt of court.
Kent Brockman reads the news with a crazy debonair.
Rav's nosebleeds would stop if he kept his finger out of there.
Itchy is a cartoon mouse who has some violent tendencies.
Scratchy is his kitty victim, mashed him into cottage cheese.
Krusty will get lots of laughs when he hits your head with a hammer.
Sideshow Bob's a psychopath who uses proper Kelsey grammar.
Your mail got the concussion when he got shot from a cannon.
Dr. Hibbert, he will treat you, fix it up, and make it nice.
Dr. Nick will do it quicker at a bargain basement price.
Cletus is a slack-jawed yokel, farming dirt to feed his king.
Troy McClure, a washed-up actor, you can see him starring in
Radioactive Man versus Mutant Ninja Mates.
Hi, Moisten, Gain, and Glavin.
Those words are Professor Frakes.
Kodos is from outer space, shows up every Halloween.
Kang is her mutant brother, laughing over Earth cuisine.
Bumblebee Man.
Noise bueno.
His pain will go on forever.
Comic book guy heard this disc and said,
worst album ever.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Lines about 44 Simpsons.
And of course, that's a Simpsons parody of 88 Lines About 44 Women by the Nails, a song that has been covered a few times, but I still prefer Luke's version. Speaking of covers, the next song is just that. It's also a hot new track that is circulating from the Proto Men. Even though they are out on the Vans Warped Tour right now, they have managed to slip out a red hot cover EP that you can get if you see them live. Nerdy FM has a way of finding these things, so thanks to Mark with a C, I get to give it to you. Here's the cover of Iron Maiden's classic, The Trooper, by the Proto Men. Make it loud. yeah, boys, keep on rocking. That's exciting stuff. Get out to the Warp Tour and catch the Proto Men. Wow, so many great new songs out there. I'm going to give you another. This next act describes their music as sugary pop songs with boy-girl harmonies and an extra side of neuroses. That's a very subtle way of describing what in other music genres might be called a supergroup. You know, Damn Yankees, Traveling Wilburys kind of thing, where you bring together greatly talented individuals and form a project that is hopefully greater than the sum of its parts. In a lot of cases, it doesn't happen, mostly because the ensuing group never feels like a real band. That is not what is happening here. Claire and the Potatoes has its own style, and it is awesome. The sound is retro and modern, as are the messages within. The vocals are amazing. Leslie Rising is a refreshing new vocalist to the scene, and she really shines on their debut release, Have an Okay Time with Claire and the Potatoes. Also featured on vocals are veteran bard Mark with a C and Jim Myers from Milk Carton Superstars. But this band, while stylistically influenced by its parts, is certainly greater. Here's I Wanna Be Your Shadow by Claire and the Potatoes.
I wanna be your shadow. I'll be just like you.
Lot more greatness on that debut album of theirs. I urge you to pick it up. So let's revisit some Doctor Who music like I promised in previous episodes. 2014 has seen a huge spike in Doctor Who songs, but this next one is a sequel of sorts. In 2010, Adam Warrock released a song called I Have Never Watched an Episode of Doctor Who, and it got some attention. I personally know people that took that as an anthem to never watch the show. So now it's 2014, and Adam Warrock has had a change of heart. He started watching the show, and he's become a fan. This next track is his 2014 apology letter to Doctor Who fans, and here it is. This is Can't Stop Watching Doctor Who by Adam Warrock.
You know, when you're a kid, they tell you it's all grow up, get a job, get married, get a house, have a kid, and that's it. The truth is, the world is so much stranger than that. It's so much darker and so much madder.
Then I got to apologize to all my friends. Then I used to make fun of them. I was jealous and you know that I can't pretend. BBC, you know, it never moved me. Not quite like this. But in the meantime, I found some free time. And now I can't stop from a moment that I saw that skinny man with a square jaw. And I know why they all just want to dress like him. Know that we all ought to be more like him. Believe in the best and explore like him. And you know he ain't a perfect hero. He tries his hardest, the last of his people. Sometimes it's lonely in space. An adventure or two will make you feel better. Back in your place. And he tries his best. Awkward if you never really said any less for the sonic screwdriver. Cause you know that he wants to fix it all before he goes. Now we know what a TARDIS is. And I know how them Daleks work. And I know that it's bigger on the inside. Gallifrey was the place of birth. And you know that I can't stop. And you know that I won't stop. I'm just watching it too now. Yes, I am one of you now. And I can't stop watching Doctor Who. I can't stop watching Doctor Who. Man, I'm so sorry, Chris, cause that first song was just for you. Now you're who I run to talk some more. Who, like, oh my god, dude, I saw this up too. And I'm sorry to my fans who I had to pretend like I gave a damn about that one man. Now I'm ready to commiserate about that. Come on out to my shows and discuss that. Let's talk about River Song. Let's talk about Amelia Pond. Silurians as Antarans, come on. Davros and the Weeping Angels is on. Cause it feels so good to swim inside the sea of enthusiasm. And you've all been waiting so patiently. Oh thank god, cause I'm ready just to dive in. Mostly I'm sorry to my friends who've never ever watched Doctor Who. Man, I'm sorry, man, y'all. I feel for you.
I feel for you.
But I promise it's worth it if you spend a couple hours, days, or weeks, or two. Man, I'll be seeing you.
I can't stop watching
right now.
Yep, he's in, and what better way to apologize than throw down a great track? See you soon, Eugene. Now, let's take another look at nerd music's past. In 1995, this next group was formed and began writing rock and folk music that featured influences from movies and characters from pop culture. That's almost 2 decades before it has become chic to make legit music about our favorite passions in a fun and serious way. Jim's Big Ego is an underappreciated band of its biggest era and is still going today and finds its proper audience in the ranks of nerd musicians. Now, I'm a big DC Comics fan, so this track from 2002 has always been a favorite. If it's new to you, then that'll make me feel great about bringing you this show. Here's The Ballad of Barry Allen by Jim's Big Ego.
I've got time to think about the beauty of a thousand variations. sounds of the beating of a wing of a hummingbird suspended in the aspic of the world, moving slower than molasses as I'm off to catch the girl who's falling off the bridge, and I'm there before she knows it. I'll be gone before she sees me. Got my hand around her waist, I pull it back to safety. By the time she knows what's happened, there'll be someone else who needs me. Cause time keeps dragging on and on and on and on. Got time to think about my past as I dodge between the bullets. And my life was so exciting before I got this way. And how long ago it was now I never can explain. By the clock that's on the tower or the one that's in my brain. And I'm there before you know it. I'll be gone before you see me. And I'd like to get to know you, but you're talking much too slowly. And I know you wanna thank me, but I never stick around. Cause time keeps dragging on and on and on. And you say the time goes rushing by, it seems so slow to me. And you see a blur around you fly, but it takes too long, it seems so slow. Never gone into my lab to experiment that night before lightning flashed around me and time changed speed. Now I gotta try to be so patient until calamity will strike, because when things change in an instant, it's almost fast enough for me. And I'll be there before you know it. I'll be gone before you see me. And do you think you can imagine anything so lonely? And I know you'd really like me, but I never stick around. Cause time keeps dragging on and on and on and on and on. And you say the time goes rushing by, it seems so slow to me. And you see a blur around you fly, it takes so long, it seems so slow. And you say the time goes rushing by, it seems so slow. You complain I'm gone before you blink your eye, it takes so long, it seems so slow. And you say the time goes rushing by, it seems so slow.
That's got me jacked up for that new CW series, which begins pretty soon. And it's also got me wanting to stay within this era. Let's talk about the next track. 2002 also saw the release of one of my favorite nerd rock albums ever, American Cheese by Nerf Herder. To a nerd in 2002, issues of social anxiety were beginning to be better understood. But to those of us socially awkward types who had grown to adulthood, many people still just didn't understand. This next song always spoke to the feeling I get when I'm in a party slash mingle situation, and to this day, this song plays in my head when I get uncomfortable, and it always makes me feel better. If you can relate, here's High Five Anxiety by Nerf Herder.
High Five Anxiety, High Five Anxiety. Don't raise your hand, don't look at me. High Five Anxiety. High Five Anxiety. I'm not your bro.
Little socially awkward, the personal space bubble is sacred. That's why I love that track. High five to Nerf Herder. Job well done. Okay, so now I've spent some time in 2002, so let's get back to the future. Brentel Floss is an accomplished nerdy performer that has worked with some of the finest musicians the genre has to offer. His comedic and engaging stage show deliver him a throng of fans that appreciate his style, which is unique to say the least. Taking musical influence from video games, he often makes his lyrics personal. That is, if you are a character in the game that Brentel Floss decides to tackle. I could spend hours explaining the intricacies of his writing, but instead I'm going to play you a wonderful track. Here's Baby Mario and Papa Yoshi by Brentel Floss.
Is it me?
Just found this baby wrapped up outside my door.
Yay!
A tasty little snack for any dinosaur. But I just finished breakfast, I'm full up to my head, so I'll give him to Yellow instead. You know, he's sorta cute, the sweet little niblet. He'll make a tasty stew. Don't wanna cook and serve up a kid, but hey, that's what Yoshis do. He's all alone without a friend, but he's taking it on the chin. Anyway, hey, hello, I brought you some din-din.
You brought me a baby? How generous of you. But I can't eat a bite. I've caught the Yoshi flu.
What, you
just pop him in your freezer? I'm sure he'll keep for weeks. But wash him first, cause he freaking reeks.
I'm almost sad to see the kid go now. We've gotten sorta tight. Also, his diaper's sagging, and whoa now, so is my appetite. Maybe I'll keep him here as a pet and not eat him after all. Come on, my little baby, let's have us a ball.
Thank you.
Oreo. The moral of this fable is do not eat a baby, 'cause he'll become your friend one day, maybe. Then again, Mario's twin brother was Luigi, so maybe not.
That's just a great and wonderful tune. It can also become a bit of an earworm. Check out the extensive Brentel Floss library for more awesome songs. And speaking of awesome songs, I want to bring you another track I can't stop listening to. In episode 0, I played Sex Person from the Grammar Club for you. That track was the first to get my attention from their bioavailable album, but not the last. The track I have for you this time features, of course, core members Beefy and Shale Riley, and the guest vocals of Nerdcore's pop, MC Frontalot. It's certainly a groovy little jam that has made its way to my personal playlist, and I play it in clubs everywhere I work. Here's the groove-tastic track, Plastic Submarine, by the Grammar Club.
Took Cutie for a ride in my death cab. Scratch that, sorry man, that was handled by another indie band. And then they blew up in reality shifts. When you talk about success, did you really talk about this? Did you even know this plan exists? I don't think you can handle this. I grew up in a storybook that I could write. City harder than Tabasco on some dynamite. Do anything to hear my mama say that she was proud. 20 years later felt like I could run entire towns. I was put on earth so I could entertain the masses. So for me it was easy just to fly and skip some classes. And I never needed no freaking stinking badges.
Reality is broken, and that's without a doubt. A disconnect between what you put in.
Solitude. amplitude. Pumped up to 11, find my latitude and longitude. My first love is my distraction and my inspiration. Submarine here to facilitate our domination. It doesn't matter if I'm rocking an entire fleet. If I can only average like a single lyric every week, that's super weak, and you don't deserve that. Track me like John Jones, catch an elbow and I'm on the map forever. How it feels like, maybe I'll be alright. Watch my muse get all amused, I'm trying to get the flow right. Pull another all night, like getting your degree. This my thesis and it's just about as worth as can be. How my heroes ever do it and why can't I do the same? It's like I'm lacking crucial elements and systems in my brain. My coordinates are locked, telescope into the top. And we sunk another battleship while Isaac tossed me off. What? And we dive, dive.
Yeah!
And we dive, dive.
That's a nice groove right there. Yeah, that's the kind of song that makes you want to roll the whole world up in a ball and then have a drink. It's a good thing that Random Encounter is here to help. When Random Encounter unleashed its Let Me Tell You a Story album, I quickly developed some favorites and added three or four of the tracks to my playlist. But one of them was not this track. After a few months, I was doing some playlist rotation and came upon a song that made me giddy. Now I have 7 tracks from that great album on my playlist, and this one is fun, awesome, and fun. Here's Katamari on the Rocks from Random Encounter.
Do you ever feel like a big ball of stress? Like you just need to roll around and become a star? Let's all become stars, what do you say? Here we go, yeah, na 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 na. Don't worry, do your best. Keep on feeling so good. So take in our afternoon. For a China midnight, yeah. Katame de korogasu, I love you. Pitsu de mosu, my love for you. Gimme dake ni love moon. Hey, so yeah. T-shirts Kimi no mura furu natto. Whatever the f*** that means. Heartwarming meshi o hoshi. Guitarist to say goodbye. See y'all later. Hey, let's roll everything into a ball. Make a star and give daddy hugs. What a game from a team with so much heart. And also a lot of drugs. Katamari.
Nice indeed. Great things happening for my good friends in Random Encounter, and deservedly so. They are a fun-loving, awesome group of wonderful people who also rock their faces off. So keep supporting them. Now, man, I'm all hyped up. Feel like I need to release some built-up energy. I need a guaranteed to make me move song that just can't miss. There's a lot of options in the nerd music genre when you want to shake it. And if you're like me and you can't really dance, I like to be instructed. So now there'd still be a lot of options, but remember that guarantee. For my money, I want something that will make you move if you're 2 or 90. Well, this next group has performed on the Yo Gabba Gabba Live tour. Lots of kids and grandparents there. So stand up, stretch out, and get ready to shake your foot with Cuckoo Kangaroo.
You put your foot in the middle and you shake, shake, shake. Now what you gonna do?
We're gonna shake, shake, shake.
You put your foot in the middle, now for goodness sake. Now what you gonna do?
We're gonna shake, shake, shake.
You put your knees in the middle and you shake, shake, shake. Now what you gonna do?
We're gonna shake, shake, shake.
You put your knees in the middle, now for goodness sake. Now what you gonna do?
We're gonna shake, shake, shake.
Put your booty in the middle now and shake, shake, shake. Now what you gonna do?
We're gonna shake, shake, shake.
You put your booty in the middle now for goodness sakes. Now what you gonna do?
We're gonna shake, shake, shake.
You put your hands in the middle, now we shake, shake, shake. Now what you gonna do?
We're gonna shake, shake, shake.
You put your hands in the middle, now for goodness sake. Now what you gonna do?
We're gonna shake, shake, shake.
Fellas in the middle now and shake, shake, shake. What you fellas gonna do?
We're gonna shake, shake, shake.
All the fellas in the middle now for goodness sake. What you fellas gonna do?
We're gonna shake, shake, shake.
Ladies in the middle now and shake, shake, shake. What you ladies gonna do?
We're gonna shake, shake, shake.
All the ladies in the middle now for goodness sake. What you ladies gonna do?
We're gonna shake, shake, shake.
Everybody in the middle now and shake, shake, shake. Now what you gonna do?
We're gonna shake.
Everybody in the middle, now for goodness sakes, now what you gonna do?
We're gonna shake, shake, shake.
Now shake your foot.
Shake your foot.
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 Strike a pose.
Whew, okay, okay, no more of those today. But it is certainly worth noting that in the area of public relations for nerd music, children's media companies have long been aware of the potential of our genre. The consortium of Genius, Rappy McRapperson, MC Chris, the Aquabats, these are just a few artists that have made a mark on music through songs and antics aimed at children. Certainly food for thought for artists looking for a way to get paid. All right, so we've had a good episode here. I know it's been a little rock heavy this time. My apologies, you know I try to strive to represent the nerd music genre and all its facets. I'm excited about the new Sci-Fright album and Orlando Nerd Fest and Dragon Con, and all while listening to and collecting all this great music for you guys. When I get excited, my rock blood just boils. Anyway, next episode, I will be delivering some interviews. I'm working the green room at Orlando Nerd Fest, so I'm going to try to talk to everybody. Thank you for listening to this episode of The Nerd Groove. It's been my pleasure to bring you these, and I appreciate the kind words and criticisms you guys send along. I don't want to leave things like this, though. I still have some metal lust to sate. Let's wrap up the show with a song this time. You know, I think some VGM is in order, so let's visit the universe of Samus and get our groove on. Talk to you next time, everybody. I'm leaving you with Brinstar by Metroid Metal. Thanks for listening to The Nerd Groove. As listener-supported entertainment, we rely on you to keep this and other shows on the Nerdy Show Network alive by telling a friend, rating and reviewing us on iTunes, shopping at the Nerdy Show store, or directly donating to the network. Any size contribution gets you exclusive Nerdy Show audio and images and lets you participate in our monthly support drives. Just go to nerdyshow.com/support to chip in. To find out how you or your company can underwrite this or other Nerdy Show programming, visit nerdyshow.com/sponsorships. For more episodes of The Nerd Groove, as well as other fine programs, community forums, videos, articles, and more, head over to nerdyshow.com. You can subscribe to all Nerdy Show Network podcasts via the iTunes Store. And for the latest news, follow us on all your favorite social networks. We're glad to be your home for authentic nerdy entertainment.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.